Okay, everyone. So today I'm going to show you how I make my 24-hour plan and how fast we can do it. So the first thing I do is I write in the date at the top. Super simple. Unless you're like me and it takes you like 40 questions on everybody's like, what day is this? My compelling reason is to be the leader of the weight loss industry. Boom and done. So my breakfast today, I'm going to have 2 Kodiak pancakes with cashew milk. And then for lunch, I'm having what I call a JJ meal. So I'll have a JJ meal, which for me is just whatever I've told. Like you could put food prep meal. You could put whatever it is. You get as specific as you need. But for me, because Aunt JJ does all of our meals, I just write down JJ meal. And with that, I want to have watermelon. And then I'm having another JJ meal, which is a different meal for dinner. And tonight I want to plan a halo top to go with it. So I'll probably eat, I'll put on here half JJ meal so that I have room for my halo top, my precious halo top. And then I don't do snacks, so I'm not going to be doing any snacks today. And then my movement today, I'm going to do the Peloton bike. And then I'm going to fill in my goals. My 1-year goal, maintain 150 to 160 pounds. My 1-month goal, since I'm in the low end, is to be in the range of 150 to 155. My 1-week goal, it's the same. So I'm just going to draw an arrow straight there. Today's action steps. So today what I want to pay attention to is I really want to be working on my water because I've been traveling. I also today want to get in my bike. And one of the other big things that I want to do today is make sure to half the JJ meal. So I don't want to forget that. So page 1 is already done. And do you see how I just wrote things? Like, I don't get all fancy and stuff, guys. I just do it fast. There's no sense in doing it slow. And you don't have to do it perfect, and it doesn't have to look amazing and beautiful. So now I'm going to flip over to the other side. A thought I'm working on believing about me is I am the leader in the weight loss industry. That is a thought that I'm genuinely working on. It's why I study so hard. It's why I show up for you guys so much. It's why I like constantly am combing through the Facebook group trying to figure out like, what are they talking about? What do they need me solving? What do they need me doing for them? A powerful question I want to answer today is, how can I get my work done with ease? I don't always make it easy on myself. Sometimes I like set faux deadlines, or I pressure myself, or I put way too much on my calendar and stuff. And when I focus myself on how can I get my work done with ease today, everything that I will do on my work calendar will be from the mindset of, is this the easiest way to get this done? Is this the best thing to be working on today? It really helps. So like when I talk to you guys about like unnecessary suffering, when we are like piling all the bullshit and have to's and should be doings and all that kind of stuff, that's the unnecessary suffering. So like I always like to tailor a question that allows me to stay out of the space of that. Today, my self-care is I'm going to take a 20-minute nap at 1:30. I know that I'm like on my period. I woke up tired today. I know that I'm going to be tired today. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to like make sure that I get like a nap. 20 minutes is enough for me to wake up refreshed, recharged, and ready. It also helps me not overeat at lunch. I can't tell you how many times I have overeat at lunch because I'm tired and I don't want to go back to work. And what do? Eat more food to delay going back to work. It's like procrastinating. Nobody needs that. On a scale of 1 to 5, I am committed to my best life today and why. I would say today I'm like a solid 5. Like, I'm not always a solid 5, but today I really feel like a solid why. And the main reason is because I deserve it. Like, I sit around and I watch people not even be grateful that they woke up and got out of bed today. And I just really feel like, you know, most of us have the opportunity to sit around and look at our life and be very grateful. And I just really am. Like, I am so grateful that Logan's doing as well as he's doing. And I'm so grateful that I have all of you. And I'm so grateful that, like, you know, that I have JJ, who is willing to help me with our food and all that kind of stuff. So today I feel like I'm very committed to honoring my plans, honoring my body, honoring everything. I just feel that way. And then a situation that might trip me up and how I'll handle it, being tired due to my period. So I will write that down. And I will handle this by taking the nap and reminding myself it's normal to be tired. So a lot of times, it's normal to be tired. I will say a lot of times I have a lot of judgment over being tired. Like, you know, you shouldn't be tired. You should be doing more. You don't have time to be tired. I do a lot of that unnecessary suffering talk. And one of the things I'm really working on is reminding myself, like, there are times it's normal to be tired. This is one of them. I traveled this weekend. I finished a major program for you guys yesterday. Worked all day very intensely on it. Today, I've already done several videos, a Facebook Live, I have a meeting, and I'm on my period. Yeah, it would be normal. I don't need to judge myself over it. All right. Now, I would like sit here and just write and do that, but that would be boring for you to just watch me write and not have conversation. So normally what I would do, write about my day. I would probably write about like the relationship that I'm building with myself. I think that one of the things that I could see myself writing today about is, you know, how are you showing up for yourself today? Like, what would be a good question I would ask myself? What is the relationship you want with yourself today and why? I would probably answer that question because I think today I'm in the space of like really honoring myself, really taking care of myself, and just remembering that I'm the only one who can do that. No one else in the world can do that. No one else in the world can not take care of me, and no one else in the world can take care of me. Ultimately, I have to be the one in charge of my mind and my own energy levels and emotional levels. So I would probably write about that. That always gives me some clarity and focus. Okay, that's what planning looks like in the day of the life of the queen. Hope that's helpful to you guys. Bye, y'all.